Achieving high levels of success as a published author is extremely rare, but having two award-winning authors in the family is almost unheard of. This Saturday, November 3rd at 7 o'clock in the Porter B. Byram Welcome Center Auditorium on the campus of Wake Forest University, you can meet two of them. It's a Bookmark's book launch celebration featuring the dynamic mother-daughter writers duo of Penelope and Jennifer Niven. Wake Forest alumna and Winston-Salem resident Penelope Niven is the author of Carl Sandburg, a biography, Steichen, a biography, and her new book is Thornton Wilder, A Life, and it's just been published by HarperCollins. Penelope's daughter Jennifer calls Los Angeles home, and her books include nonfiction works like The Ice Master and Ada Blackjack, as well as the Velvet Jean novel series. The third book in the series, Becoming Clementine, was published last month, and the fourth Velvet Jean novel will be released in the fall of 2013. On Saturday night, Jennifer and her mother will read from their new books and autographed copies. Also, Drama Desk award-winning actress Rosemary Harris will read from Thornton Wilder's plays and novels. Penny recently stopped by WFDD, and Jennifer joined us by phone from her home in Los Angeles.
I knew very early on I loved writing, and Mom, she instilled writing time into our daily routine when we could, when I was little, and it was just wonderful because she would work at her grown-up desk, and I would work at my little one, and I would, write my stories with such enthusiasm and energy. But at the same time, I did see Mom working. I saw how tough it was, and I saw how wonderfully fulfilling at the same time how stressful it could be and all the work that went into it. So I witnessed that firsthand. And even though writing was my love, my first love, there was a period of time when I tried to do anything other than write because I saw how difficult it was. Mm. And I'm really grateful for that because, one, I couldn't stay away from the writing. It was what I, was meant to do and what I love to do more than anything. And then, too, I had this, when I finally decided to, pursue it, I had this great expectation and understanding of, at least from a second hand, of what it was like. So I didn't go into it thinking, oh, this is going to be easy.
It's been a great joy to, first of all, get to do what I started dreaming about doing when I was 5 years old, and to get to do it with my daughter. And how fortunate we are. We often think about that. It's so natural to us that we share this work. We read each other's manuscripts in progress. We talk over problems that we're encountering in the work. We celebrate with each other and for each other. We travel. And it's just a natural thing for us. And we appreciate it when you take time to focus on the fact that we're doing this, and perhaps we know it's an unusual thing to do. It's just greatly enriched my personal life and my writing life to share this with this marvelous daughter of mine. So,
we're very, very lucky.
Yeah, we really are. We really are.
That was award-winning author Penelope Niven and her award-winning author daughter, Jennifer Niven. This Saturday night, November 3rd at 7 o'clock in the Porter B. Byram Welcome Center Auditorium in Winston-Salem, you can meet both Nivens during Bookmark's book launch celebration on the campus of Wake Forest University. Penny's new book is Thornton Wilder, A Life, and it's just been published by HarperCollins. Jennifer's new work is the third in her Velvet Jean series of novels. It's called Becoming Clementine. It was published just last month, and the fourth Velvet Jean novel will be released in the fall of 2013. You'll find links to more on our website, wfdd.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.